Avoidance and distraction. What problems are you creating by ignoring yourself? You know that by now I'm going to say don't avoid your feelings. Make time to deal with them. Let me remind you that avoidance is only a quick fix solution. It gives you a temporary sense of relief that strengthens the avoidant response over time. So for example, crossing the road once or twice to avoid someone is okay, but if you do it too often, you could end up running into oncoming traffic. Neuroscientists found that when you put a brave face on the outside world, you can still be equally upset or even more so on the inside. And you probably know this. Only put on a brave face when you feel absolutely necessary. If you know of situations that might flummox you, consider in advance the sort of things you could do or say to help you navigate the situation when it occurs. Remember that we practice this in how to handle an uncomfortable upcoming event. It is well documented that ignoring feelings create health problems down the line. One such study focused on cancer patients, and in it, one group were taught to express their emotion and the other wasn't. A follow-up study 13 years later revealed that 90% of the group who were taught to express their emotions were alive, and 62% of the other groups had died. There is something called a healthy distraction. The art of distraction is reserved for emergencies. And if you can't escape a stressful situation, here is how to help yourself. Start by noticing what is around you. Use your senses to ground you so that you can think more clearly. Feel your feet on the floor, for example. Touch something and notice its texture. Smell your perfume or the drink that you may be holding in front of you. Spot something in the room and notice its particular qualities. Use this to slow yourself down and stay listening. See if you can observe what you're enduring and notice the separation between you and the stressor. If you're in a busy room and there is too much stimuli, zone out a little to prevent sensory overload. Notice how the perceived energy just surrounds you. If someone is stressing you, look to their eyebrow instead of their eye gaze. Notice how your nervous system ramps up to match theirs. Remember that fear and anger is super catchy. And then tell yourself, this is their distress, not yours. Focus on breathing out. If you want a break from thoughts, then you can always delve into another problem, like a crossword, or work, or art, or reading. Yoga and swimming are also excellent because they coordinate the mental and the physical. You will release the rising energy, associated thoughts, and curb your nervous system. These are all little tools for the art of distraction when in emergencies.